Tales of Aetherial, a Shoulder Knife production written by Joey Fajone. Chapter 3, McMuffin MacGuffin, Part 1.
When we last left our hero, Jerry Berger valiantly defeated a werewolf king by doing nothing, while Hyacinth the Wizard turned the monster into a worm. Who could have possibly guessed that the heavily disabled Timmy of Taxavasia would turn out to be a man-eating nightmare? Now with Taxavasia several days behind them, and stomachs still full of Kentucky Fried Chicken, the two adventurers find themselves at a strange collection of twisted stones, the site of an ancient city, now lost to time.
Okay, chin up. Palms out, and repeat after me.
Can't we just skip to swordplay? Ordinary people can't use magic.
You're not ordinary people, Jerry. You're the Chosen One, endowed with the power to defeat the Dark Sorcerer.
But we don't even know what that power is.
Which is why we're doing this crap right now, to figure it out. Did your parents drop you as a baby, or is there just something in the water in Smutburg?
Other than fluoride?
Look, just trust me, okay? This will work! It's a simple ward. Do you want to be able to shield yourself from spells or no?
Of course I do.
Then raise your chin, put your palms out, and repeat after me.
Okay.
Annalis Vasharis.
Really?
I'm the teacher. Let me teach.
Fine. Annalis Vasharis.
See? Easy.
I guess.
Okay, let's try it for real. I'll cast a spell at you, and you block it.
Okay. Annalis Vasharis. Now do I just...
Flecto!
You made my pants fall down again.
Do you have a personal vendetta against wearing underwear? Because I definitely would have picked a different spell had I known.
Smutburgian tradition?
Of course it is.
I don't know, Hyacinth. It doesn't feel like I'm cut out for wielding magic.
Not with your boys blowing in the breeze, it doesn't. It was your first try. We'll get there.
But what if we don't?
Shh. What's that?
Nothing. It must have been the wind.
You genuinely think it's the wind doing that?
I don't want to make you look stupid or anything, but as you can see, this bush that keeps rustling suspiciously is completely empty. What is that?
A lizard man. There must be a nomadic tribe passing nearby.
Didi-chinko tanti mafraki.
What's he saying?
If my lizardese is correct, he said, "Bow before mighty Skull, Lord of the Sixth Realm."
Oh, whoa.
Oi, that's not what I said, you wankers.
Oh, well, what did you say?
I told this asshole to pull up his pants.
I could see his dingleberries.
Oh, right.
Sorry about that. We were just practicing.
There is no part of me that wants to know what you're practicing.
Magic.
Oh, that's what they're calling it these days.
Not to be rude, Mr. Lizard, but I couldn't help but notice that you're bleeding from your eyes, ears, and also your mouth.
Ah, don't forget the mysterious package I'm carrying.
Oh, yeah, and you're carrying a mysterious package.
It's all true. Well spotted.
Thank you.
The truth of the matter is, I am, in fact, dying.
Ugh. Oh, jeez. What do we do?
There's nothing to be done. Except.
Except?
You must take this.
Whoa. What is it?
It's clearly a ball.
It's a sphere. A very mysterious one at that.
It is awfully mysterious.
What's this all about?
Deep below where we stand, or in my case, lie, dying in the old fluids, is an ancient temple. This whole area was once a thriving kingdom where lizard men and humans dwelt in harmony, until the necromancer Ronald MacDonald forged his master weapon.
Oh, I knew Ronald. Not somebody you bring to the family cookout.
Ronald sought to bring all wills under his dominion, living and dead. So, deep underground in the sacred fires of the hidden temple, he forged his master weapon.
Oh, jeez.
With his weapon, Ronald attacked the kingdom above, but he was defeated by... No. Oh, crap. Okay, not much time. I'm going to have to wrap this up. Let's see.
Ronald was defeated?
That's too much to get into there. Basically, I stole the weapon from the Hidden Temple, and now this whole region is going to collapse in on itself unless it's returned to the temple and cast into the sacred fires where it once was made. And it has to be done by sundown.
Well, that's a lot to process.
Sorry about that. I really should have done more research on the whole thing before I did the whole steely bit. Hubris. What can you do?
It'll get you.
Go now, travelers. Save this land from collapse. Dig the hidden door. It's right over there.
Oh, we thought that was an outhouse.
Easy mistake to make. Oh, one last thing before I putter off this. This weapon cannot be trusted.
What do you mean?
It is altogether evil. If it speaks, do not listen. It shall pit its will against yours. Do not succumb. Any further questions?
No, I think we're good. Thank you.
Jolly good show. Hope you lads succeed.
Death by exposition, am I right?
Kind of wish we could have gotten the whole backstory on this one.
Oh, it's fine. We have everything we need to know. Grab the MacGuffin, head into the twisting maze of an underground kingdom, find the hidden temple, and destroy said MacGuffin in the sacred fires before sundown. This will be good for you. Classic hero stuff. Here, I'll even let you carry it.
You sure? He made it sound pretty dangerous.
Dying people can be really dramatic. I wouldn't worry about it. It's also just now occurring to me that I probably could have healed him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, go on, grab the doohickey, and let's go.
Right. I'll just take this from his cold, dead fingers. Okay. Mysterious sphere package acquired. Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Oh, nothing. It must have been the wind.
The wind? You know what? I'll let it go this time. Can we just... you know?
Know what?
Jerry, aren't you the least bit curious? Let's open up our mysterious packagey thing and see what we're hauling.
Huh, right. One second. Oh.
It cannot be.
Is that what I think it is?
I've only seen a few of these in my time, and none so perfectly formed.
The MacGuffin. It's an egg McMuffin.
Jerry and Hyacinth entered the hidden door and descended into the unknown. Down and down and down, they traversed a winding staircase into the very heart of an ancient kingdom. On either side, the walls were carved with powerful runes in languages long forgotten. Tunnels branched endlessly, leading into darkness, their secrets lost and buried for centuries. But ever downward went the boy and the wizard. At long last, the stairs abruptly ended, and the pair found themselves in a dim chamber.
I'm going to say it. Nobody should have to take that many stairs.
Well, at least the hard part's over. All we have to do now is walk through that door over there. It has a sign and everything.
Wait! Careful, Jerry. Ancient ruins such as this are rarely unguarded.
Really?
Yes. And usually any pots or crates you see lying around are full of money.
Oh, no way. Hey, a quarter!
Look carefully, Jerry. What do you see?
As I said before, I see the D-O-R-E.
Huh?
The door?
Other than that.
I see markings on the wall and a perfectly symmetrical grid tile on the floor.
Yes. Suspicious, isn't it?
Yeah. Tiled floors have been out for ages. Carpet's the name of the game now.
You're not picking up what I'm putting down. This is classic dungeon. I guarantee that if we step on the wrong tile, something bad will happen.
Seems a little far-fetched. Why would someone design a floor that does bad stuff? Here, watch. This stone should do the trick, and... See? Nothing to worry.
You were saying?
That's all.
Right. Well, where there's a puzzle, there must be a solution. Unless there isn't. In which case, we're screwed! You take that wall, and I'll take this one. Look for clues.
Okay.
Call out if you find anything!
I will! Okay, Jerry. Look for clues. Looking for clues. Huh? Who's there? Weird.
Eat me.
Ah! Who said that?
Find something?
Just stubbed my toe.
Oh. Okay. I trust you implicitly.
You're just imagining things, Jerry. Focus on the clues. That's it. Focusing on the clues.
How about you don't focus on the clues and just eat me already?
What the? It can't be. The McMuffin.
That's right, baby girl. I'm in your head.
The lizard man said I shouldn't listen to you. You're evil! Or something.
Lizard fear what lizard can't understand. But you're not like them, Jerry. You're special, and you have needs. Special needs.
I do have special needs. I have to figure out this hero thing and save the world.
And I can help you.
You can?
Of course. I am imbued with power beyond comprehension. I bring order to chaos.
But didn't a whole civilization collapse because of you?
Is it my fault that I was created and weaponized by a madman? You can't really hold all that against me. You're different, Jerry. You could use me for good. All you have to do is eat me.
Just eat the McMuffin.
That's right, Jerry. Eat the McMuffin.
Must eat the...
Jerry!
Huh? What?
I figured it out. I know how to get across.
How?
We just send it.
What about the markings?
Turns out somebody just etched the entire script of the B-movie into the wall for no particular reason. No relation to the puzzle whatsoever.
But the traps...
Thanks to your little test earlier, we know they're on a bit of a delay. I'd say we've got about a 50-50 shot if we just hoof it.
I don't know.
Come on, Jerry. Where's your sense of adventure? I haven't felt this alive in minutes. Besides, you can always cast that warding spell I taught you.
But it didn't work earlier.
No time like the present. Come on, Jerry. Analis Fisharis.
Hyacinth, wait. Oh, jeez. You better work this time. Analis Fisharis.
This is the real stuff, Jerry! We're in it now!
Ah!
Just a few more steps, and we made it! Well done, Jerry! Jerry? Jerry, where are you? Oh no. Jerry! They pushed you too far. The order was right about me. I failed.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Jerry?
Slightly singed, but in one piece.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful boy! You're all right!
Yeah, I think I finally got that ward figured out.
Jerry Berger, I've never been so glad to see anyone in my entire life.
Don't get all emotional on me now. Or do. I kind of like it.
Today, Jerry, you are a conqueror. But there's more to be done. The hidden temple still awaits. Time's running out. The McMuffin must be destroyed.
Yeah, right. The mission.
Come on, Jerry. Onward. Into darkness.
I'm right behind you.
Ha-ha!
We must destroy the McMuffin. We must complete the mission.
Jerry! Jerry!
You've been listening to Tales of Aetherial, a Shoulder Knife production, starring Andrew Fajone as Jerry Berger, Joey Fajone as Hyacinth the Wizard, Conrad Bear as the narrator, Ian Lalum as Skull, and Keelan Smith as the McMuffin. If you enjoyed this chapter of Tales of Aetherial, you may enjoy our sci-fi improv show, Live from Zarloff. New episodes released bi-weekly. If you'd like to support our fantastical capers, follow Shoulder Knife on social media, check out our Patreon, and tell your friends. Until next time, brave adventurers.